In our last lecture, we saw how some of these transformational processes might operate analogously in Shakespeare and Mozart. Remember? It was a sort of game. That's really what we musicians do best, play games. And I now propose to continue playing that game in a more detailed way, to find musical equivalents for smaller, more specific metaphorical operations in language, namely simple figures of speech, such as antithesis, alliteration, and so on. And here my pretty young inquisitor might well interrupt again and say, how can you include simple figures of speech in the category of metaphor? Aren't they simply rhetorical devices, stylistic embellishments of language? Well, yes, they are. But they are also metaphors in miniature, to the extent that in every case they present A's and B's, which are equated with each other through a common relationship with a third factor, X. Only the X factor, in the case of figures of speech, is non-semantic. It's not radiance or brownness, but rather an abstract principle of design. And therefore, it's a true X factor, a symbol in the algebraic sense of X. For example, what is the X factor in the case of antithesis? Like this one from the Mikado. See how the fates their gifts allot. You know that one? A is happy, B is not. A opposed to B. Now, what is the X factor? The principle of contrast, the design of oppositions. Here's A, here's B, here's the principle of the design. There's the triangle.